USA Radio News with John Hunt.
A bipartisan pair of governors are calling on the federal government to provide more funding to states who have seen dramatic falls in state revenue amid the coronavirus outbreak and have shouldered much of the cost related to fighting it. Maryland Governor Larry Hogan, chairman of the National Governors Association, and New York Governor Andrew Cuomo, vice chair, said in a statement, the recently passed Federal CARES Act contains zero funding to offset the drastic state revenue shortfalls. To stabilize state budgets and to make sure states have the resources to battle the virus and provide the services American people rely on, Congress must provide immediate fiscal assistance directly to each state. Hogan and Cuomo called on Congress to appropriate over $500 billion specifically for states and territories to meet their budget shortfalls. This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy forms and availability vary by state.
A federal judge blocked parts of the Texas temporary abortion ban, allowing some procedures to resume despite a prior appeals court decision to uphold the ban amid the coronavirus pandemic. For more than 2 weeks, the vast majority of abortion services in Texas have been unavailable, marking the first time the procedure has not been legally accessible in any U.S. state for nearly 50 years. Beginning immediately, clinics in Texas can offer medication abortion, a pregnancy termination method administered by pill and available to patients up to 10 weeks into their pregnancy. The Department of Justice announced it's investigating a veterans home in Massachusetts where over 24 residents have died after testing positive for coronavirus. The Civil Rights Division and the U.S. Attorney's Office will conduct a joint review into how the residents were deprived of their rights to medical care. 32 veteran residents have died, 28 of whom tested positive for the coronavirus. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Burning Man, the end of summer music and arts festival in the Nevada desert, has now been canceled for 2020 as a result of COVID-19. The week-long event on federal land in the Silver State's Black Rock Desert is one of the high-profile music gatherings, including Miami's Ultra Festival, South by Southwest in Austin, Texas, and Coachella in California, to cancel or postpone in reaction of the virus. Marion Goodell, Burning Man Project CEO, announced that a virtual version of the festival will take place instead of the colorful antics on the festival's famous Black Rock Playa. A new drone video shows a giant trench being dug at New York City's public cemetery on Hart Island to help handle an influx of unclaimed bodies due to the coronavirus. As the death toll mounts in New York, the city's public cemetery has started receiving about the same amount of bodies per day that it used to bury there each week. Normally, about 25 bodies a week are interred on the island, mostly for people whose families can't afford a funeral or who go unclaimed by relatives. But recently, burial operations have increased from one day a week to 5 days a week, with about 24 burials each day, according to the Department of Corrections. The medical examiner's office will only keep bodies for 14 days before they are sent to be buried at the city's Potter's Field on Hart Island in the Bronx. The city is able to accommodate burials of only 19,000 dead total on Hart Island. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.